gas, atomic, spectromatic, inotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, Google.
Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your ride's been stalling, you know. What's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in? Because
I'm not a spectator sport, not a spectator sport.
The Nugaflugel Adventures. Welcome to La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. What are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. J.P. Tandy and Schlumpfer have found half a map that led them to Ethiopia in search of the lost gold mines of Ophir. The Velons are also hunting for the treasure. Vivica Lon has disguised herself as a fellow student. Let's see if our students will be able to uncover the truth.
Guys, hey guys, hello, wait up. I'm so glad I found you all.
Who are you?
I'm Precious.
Senyoni? But how did you get here?
The prof sent me and told me where to find you all.
But how did you get here so fast?
Yeah, and do you have a La Vie University student card with you?
Of course. I never leave home without it. See here, and you are?
I'm JP.
I'm Tandy.
I'm Samuel.
Oh, so pleased to finally meet all of you. Oh, and the professor also gave me this half a map.
What?
He says we'll be able to use it somehow.
Map? Let's see that. Oh, look, guys, it fits perfectly with our map.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What?
Look, there's a warning at the bottom of the map. It says, beware, things are not always as they seem.
Oh.
Mm. So what is this contraption here?
It's the machine. It can do almost anything.
Oh, so how does the machine actually work?
Well, we're not quite sure yet, but Tani's our pilot. She's very good to know.
Oh, how does the onboard guidance system work?
It just does, okay?
Tandy.
Oi.
Tandy?
Precious, why don't you come and take a look inside the machine?
Oh, thanks. Starboard hatch.
I can't believe it. The machine leaked all in your face and then closed the hatch door.
Ew.
Here's a cloth for you. Yeah, clean up.
Talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Let me help you.
That's never happened before. It's really odd.
What? Something doesn't feel right.
What?
I can't put my finger on it, but there's just something.
And do you have any proof of these feelings of yours?
No, but my intuition is telling me something is not right with Precious.
Ah, come on, Tandy. Don't tell me you're jealous of her.
Of course not.
Just keep your feelings to yourself, okay?
Fine, whatever.
Wait. Let me tell you another joke, Precious. I have so many of
Schlumpfer,
these fantastic...
if you don't stop with all those jokes, I'll have to tell Precious about your cow experience.
Hey, wait a minute. That was traumatic, man. That was traumatic. I was stuck to a cow. A real angry cow.
Okay, then. Getting back to the map, I'm an archaeological student, so I know quite a bit about ancient cultures, their customs, how to follow ancient maps. I'm convinced that we should go this way, down through that coffee plantation, into the valley, and into the Gumbi Mountains over there.
But that route looks a little different from what the map shows.
But Tandy, aren't you the engineering student? Why don't we trust the archaeologist,
student archaeologist,
to lead the way?
Why, thank you, JP. Let's go. I'll catch up with you. It seems I have a stone in my shoe.
So the fake Precious calls Valko on her iFoot and provides him with the location of the treasure. She also gives him the all clear to first capture the machine and then go onto the treasure, as she will take the others on a wild goose chase through the green coffee plantation trees covered with bright red berries. The fake Precious leads JP, Tandi and Schlumpfer the long way around, through the coffee plantation valley and into the Gumbi Mountains. Meanwhile, Valko has been trying to steal the machine, but the hatch door remains tightly shut. He even tries to look through the bug eye windows, but he cannot see inside. In a fit of rage, he throws a large stone at the window, hoping to break it. Unfortunately for him, the large stone bounces off the window and hits him square in the face, bringing tears to his eyes. So Valko stands there, rubbing his sore face and speaking all manner of unkind words to the machine. The machine engages its protective cloaking device and disappears section by section. In frustration, Valko leaves to go and find the treasure instead.
Guys, I need to tie my shoelaces quickly. I'll catch up with you.
Right. Okay, cool.
Valko, we've got to figure out how to change that ringtone to silent.
I couldn't get into that wretched machine. It shut me out and hit me in the face. I'm outside the treasure cave now, but there's this weird clue that I can't figure out. I tried going into one tunnel, but got attacked by a million bats. Pouring out of the mine! I'll hide close by and follow you all the way in. Once we've reached the treasure, we can eliminate the competition. Got it? I see them approaching now. Valko out!
This looks like the place where X marks the spot.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, but there are three dark tunnels.
Oh, dear.
Which one should we choose?
I don't know.
Wait. There's a clue on my side of the map. It says, when nearing the treasure, dangers will abound there too. So use the good book to get you through. A good book?
That's easy. It's the Bible. I'm surprised you didn't know that,
How
Precious.
Well, you know, some people...
Wait a minute. There's something carved in the wall over there.
What?
It looks like a verse.
It does.
It says, Joshua chapter 1, verse 7.
Oh, I'm so glad I brought my Bible. Let's have a look.
Yeah, let's do that.
It says, do not turn to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. That's it. We need to go through the middle tunnel. Do not turn to the right or to the left.
But that one's really, really narrow. How will I possibly fit through with my... unique physique.
You'll be fine, Schlumpfer.
Don't worry.
It's quite dark in here, but fortunately I brought my torch to light the way. Come, let's go.
JP, don't run ahead. Remember the warning on the map. Beware, things are not always as they seem. There may be hidden traps.
Phew. I'm glad we threw that tunnel, and there were no spiders in there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, I can finally stand upright again. Whoa! We've entered a chamber of sorts, and...
You're right.
And there's definitely more light in here. That's strange. It looks like the source is from somewhere up ahead. Let's go there.
Wait, there's something written on the wall. Bring that torch closer, JP.
Another one.
I know.
Oh, it says 1 Peter 5 verse 5. Oh, I know that one. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Oh, yes.
But what does that mean?
You have to be humble, you know. Bow down. Oh, I've got it. That's the way we move forward through the section.
Oh.
Keep as low as you possibly can.
Oh.
Everyone down. Down, people. This is not going
to
be easy.
Dear. It's not meant to be easy, is it? Humbling ourselves doesn't come naturally to us. Let's crawl.
What is that whistling sound? Oh,
stay down, everyone. Whatever you do, stay down. Just stay down.
What they heard was the sound of hundreds of deadly sharp spears and poison-tipped arrows shooting from holes in the wall. The spears and arrows flew across the chamber, but narrowly missed the four students as they were still low down, crawling on their bellies. Following silently behind was Valko, who was copying their every movement. Will they survive long enough to find the treasure? Will the Velon's evil plans succeed? Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of The Nooga Flugel Adventures.
Nooga Flugel.
Learn more about the Nooga Flugel Adventures at flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za. see you there.